Well, last week, the Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Board had a meeting, and we've got IRRB Commissioner Tony Sertich on the phone with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. It's foggy, but otherwise, it's fine.
That's the weather, right? Not you?
Well, at this hour of the morning, Mr. Sertich, it could be either way. But you sound bright. You got a new budget. The 2013 budget is $31.2 million. Talk about that, will you?
Yes. Well, our agency is funded by local taxes that the mining companies pay instead of property taxes, and our agency serves the region of our state where mining has traditionally taken place, everywhere from the Aiken Crow Wing area all the way up the shore. And we budget year to year, and our budget year goes from July till June. So we've got a brand new budget out, and we're investing in those key areas that are important to our region, helping our businesses, our communities, and our workforce work on economic development.
Big grant to Giants Ridge for an event center.
We're looking to get some state resources for that. The Giants Ridge Golf and Ski Resort is a public-private partnership that's been in existence for over 30 years. Our main event center building there is over 30 years old, and the roof leaks, the windows leak, and it's a facility we own, and we have to keep it up so that we can make sure that it has the economic benefit to our region. And so we're looking to get some state resources that were passed in the state bonding bill last year and match it with our local dollars as well.
I was impressed by the education partnership that IRRB has with the Blandon Foundation. Give some details on that.
Well, what we're learning, and Georgetown University just did a study based on Minnesota, and it said in the state of Minnesota, in the next about 5 years, 70% of the new jobs are going to require more than a high school degree. And so if we're going to compete in a global economy in the future, we got to make sure that our workforce is up to speed and folks have the skills they need for the jobs of today and tomorrow. And so the IRRB is teaming up with the Blandon Foundation to really continue this conversation. Much good work has been going on, partnerships between our local colleges and our high schools, but there's more that needs to be done. Our school system is funded primarily through the state and then secondarily through local property tax wealth. And so we have very property-poor communities in rural Minnesota and in northeastern Minnesota. And so I believe we have to have a stronger, robust discussion on what can we do as a region to make sure that every child, no matter where they live, has access to the highest quality education so that they can be successful and our communities can be successful.
Now, this is a $100,000 project, and when is it going to start?
It's going to start later this summer, early in the fall. We're going to bring stakeholders together, educators, school administrators, parents, teachers, students, community leaders, to really talk about what we can do as a region.
Two new pilot projects.
Yes. The first one deals with housing. It's a rehab program for housing stock. In northeastern Minnesota, we see a lot of aged infrastructure in our communities, especially around the area of housing. And folks would like to upgrade their homes, but they need some help doing it. And so there's always been programs in place for low-income families, but not for middle-class families who maybe need to replace some windows or a roof because they're losing money literally out their doors, windows, and roofs with their electric or utility bills. And so it's really a win for this homeowner who can cut their costs in the long term. It's a win for our communities to really have a more vibrant community. And it's a win for the construction trade folks who can do the work to improve these homes. And so we're partnering with the Arrowhead Economic Opportunity Agency, which is a local agency that administers some of those low-income programs. And we're putting money aside to say that we'll cover a certain percentage of this for homes, and we're running it through the local communities. And so if folks have questions, they should go to their city hall and make sure that your community is being involved in this local housing rehab program.
Also a business energy retrofitting program, right?
Yes, we're doing a similar thing with businesses. We're piloting in Hibbing just to see how it works, and we're hopeful. And this, again, is looking at a lot of our Main Street businesses who have those same problems of an old building that's not as energy efficient, looking to come in and look at the lighting and the insulation and the windows and the like. If it's successful in Hibbing in this next year, we're hoping to expand it to the whole region.
Okay, we've been speaking with IRRB Commissioner Tony Sertich. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.